Good evening. Tonight is Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Had a fairly good day today. Went to work, got a fair amount of work done, got to cut out of there a little early, thanks to the upcoming holidays, and got home. Had plenty of time to do some kind of reorganizing and kind of continuing with the unpacking process. Got everything sort of in its place, which is nice to get everything sort of settled in. Also, finally had time to get to the craft project. And tonight I decided to do a fiberglass cane, and the base material I'm working from is a fiberglass rod that they sell at Home Depot that's designed as a driveway marker, I believe, has a couple of reflective strips around the top of it. But, the base material's very usable, has a smooth finish on it. It's a good diameter, not too stingy, not too heavy. And decided to go ahead and go with about 2 foot lengths. Basically, you don't want it too long because it's very whippy, and particularly with something like fiberglass that has a slightly greater chance of breaking, especially if you're really whipping it a lot. You want to kind of try to avoid that. You also want to be able to have more direct control over it. So I decided that 2 foot was a good length. Basically, I just took the rods, took the hacksaw, cut down, cut them to length. I decided to go ahead and go with the kind of simple route and just duct tape around the cut portion and, form a basic handle so you have a, good gripping surface. So, the fiberglass rod, about $2. Hopefully you have a hacksaw laying around. If not, you can get one pretty cheap. And, a couple feet of duct tape, and that's the total materials investment for the project, which I think is pretty reasonable. And you have a nice usable end result. A couple of things that you could do to sort of pep things up a bit. You could plastic coat. I believe the actual material is called Plasti-Dip, something like that. Essentially, it's a liquid latex used for dipping tool handles. It's also sold as Tool Dip, I believe. You could do that for the handle, which would seal off the cut section nicely so you don't have any fiberglass splinters sticking out and give you a good gripping surface. You could also do that with the tip if you wanted to. You could wrap, if you want to go with some colored duct tape, you could do a spiral wrap of duct tape around the entire shaft, change the sort of the texture of it a little bit, and also you could play around the colors that way. Mostly it's those are aesthetic differences. That's one good thing about canes. They're pretty straightforward. It's really just a matter of what the material is, how long it is, how wide it is. So yeah, that's the project. I hope it's been useful and interesting. And, make sure to go to the website and check out the pictures. And also include, the same brief general description of, how things were put together. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. I do at some point want to talk about the class from Tuesday, which I think was an interesting one. You didn't really have the time or energy last night to get to that just because, I was tired when I got home. But it was an interesting topic, so I might try to ramble on the subject for a little bit, probably not tomorrow night. I'm going out to the club for the, the orphans dinner there and celebrate Thanksgiving. And then after that, I don't know how late I'm going to be there. So I guess depending on when I get back, I might get to it then. If nothing else, it'll, wait until Friday. Yeah. Hope everybody has a good holiday season and, happy Thanksgiving and all that. As always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.